Well, welcome everyone. I'm Carolyn Dennis, and this is The Daily, and we get a dose of our daily scripture here. We also are bringing words that I received from the Lord, and I'm sharing them with you. I don't share my personal words from the Lord, but I am sharing words that I feel like He wants me to tell you because we are in perilous times. There's things going on. People are scared and frightened. And I'm going to tell you, you don't need to be because God is on the throne and He's got great plans. I also co-host another show with my partner, Audra, and it's called Declaring Your Destiny. And we do Bible studies. We did one on the Great American Eclipse, which is going to happen on April the 8th. And then, so we encourage you to watch that because that ties right into the word that I'm going to share with you in a few minutes. And I'll talk about that at the end of the video. We also have special guests, people that feel that the Lord wants them to come and share a personal testimony about something Jesus has done, or they even give us a message from the Lord. And those are very exciting shows. And if you feel like, here she goes again, and I know I'm supposed to be on the show and tell something, please reach out to me at declaringyourdestiny1@gmail.com or beautyforashes429@gmail.com. And we will work with you with your schedule because we would love to hear from you. And you just never know what you share and who it's going to impact. And it'll be somebody that you don't even know about. And we're here all to go and make disciples throughout the world until Jesus comes. So Audra and I are just trying. We feel like we have been commissioned to do this by the Lord, and we are trying to just do the work of the Lord. And when I bring you a word from the Lord, I am very humbled and honored that the Lord would just give me, even though mine are very short that I'm receiving, I am humbled and honored that He has asked me to share the words with you. So He's given us some really key things. And this one today is called Be Battle Ready. And I received this word 3 days ago on March 22nd, 2024, from the Lord. And it was during my quiet time that I have with the Lord. I try to get up ahead of my family and spend some time with the Lord. I have a special place in my home. I have a chair. I call it my prayer chair. And I don't sit in it much when it's prayer time. But I do sometimes. But I just feel like that He's honored me, and I'm blessed that He's talking to me, and I hope He will continue to do so, and maybe even giving me some greater details, because, you know, we're all wanting God to move. Well, I do believe He is moving, and we're going to see great, great things happen shortly. So I say buckle your seatbelt and stay tuned, and be excited, because what God's going to do when the curtain closes, it is going to be so awesome and good for His children. So here's the word of the Lord given on March 22nd, 2024. Be battle ready. Be battle ready. The word of the Most High God, the maker of heaven and earth. There is none like me. I am Elohim, and I will have the final say in the earth. Listen, my children, the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. I will have the final say. No man can take control of my earth until it is time. The time is not for now. Be still, little children, and watch. Watch the skies. Watch the heavenlies. I will show you new things. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make your path straight and clean up your houses. Amen. So I just want to go over some key points. First of all, he said, be battle ready. Well, if you haven't been paying attention, we are in a battle. There is a battle going on, and it is for the world. It is for the United States. It is against the righteous. So I encourage you to be battle ready. And one way to do that is to put on the full armor of God every day. It's in Ephesians 6. I do this every day. I put it on me and my family and my mom every day. I do it during my prayer time. It is not a physical putting on, it is a spiritual putting on. So I encourage you to read that. I apply each piece of the battle armor to us every day individually because it is so important because things are coming at us all the time that we need to be battle ready because we need to withstand the works of the enemy, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we have life and have it more abundantly. And God's telling us in this, He is in charge, and the evil that is going on in this earth, that He is not going to let them take control of His earth, that it is His earth. And at some point in time, He will allow the evil to take over, but it is not for today. So I'm going to tell you need to stay tuned. He is going to do something, and we're going to all know about it, that is going to change what is happening in our world. And I could give you a grocery list of things that are happening, but you all know it. You all know it. And I was told, advised by my spiritual mentor to stay in my lane and to not talk about politics or anything like that. And so I have really tried to do that. So I'm just telling you what God is saying to us. And he said, we need to watch, be still and watch. Just be still and stay tuned and watch the skies and the heavenlies. On April the 8th, we're going to have the Great American Eclipse, and it is going to be visible in every state in the United States. I'm in North Carolina, and where I am in North Carolina, I looked it up. I'm expecting about 78% of the eclipse will pass by my home. That's pretty significant. I think animals will be going to bed. The birds and everything, they will think that it is nighttime. And God is, there's so much symbolism that is about this eclipse. So please go back and watch the video. It is posted, it is up, that my colleague and I did, Audra and I, on the Great American Eclipse. And there's lots of other people. You can tune into them and find out what the eclipse means because God is in charge of this, and he totally is doing every bit of this and orchestrating to give us signs in the heavenlies. And you know, he is ex very detailed. And if you read about this eclipse, where it's going, the times, and everything, only God could do this. He also says he's going to show us new things, new things. That's exciting to me. And for us to get prepared for the way of the Lord. So Jesus is coming, but I can't tell you when, and it might not be this year. It might not be for 10 or 100 years. I don't know. Everybody's been looking for Jesus since he resurrected and then later rose to heaven. So everybody's been looking. We're still waiting. But in the meantime, he told us we have work to do. So, but we need to be ready. And God said for us to make our path straight. So, if you've got stuff going on in your life or strife with someone, or you're walking around mad at somebody over something, get it right. Get it right. Don't have things in your life that are keeping you from being right with God. Just get it right. Repent. And he said, and clean up your houses. So houses doesn't mean that I need to get down and clean my floors. I mean, of course, he wants me to cl keep a clean home, but he means clean up our temple, our body, our mind, clean up our heart, clean up what's going on in our life, that we can stand before the great God Almighty and be able to stand in front of him because we are the person he wants us to be. The other part I just want to add to this is if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it is so simple to be a follower of Jesus. All you've got to do is invite him into your heart and he will receive you. That's all he wants is for you to receive him and he will be your Savior. And I promise it will never be a decision that you will regret for your life. It will be the best decision you have ever made. Please reach out if we can pray for you, or if by chance you might think that you have something that you would like to share with us on our show, we will be happy to work with you. Thanks for joining me today, and I encourage you to get battle ready. And God bless you, and Shalom.